天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环，很开心可以在节目中跟大家再次相遇。那今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们继续探讨约拿书中的神的恩典与怜悯。在节目开始之前呢，小环想要问大家一个问题，那就是说，我们是否真的把神当作神呢？这个问题听起来有点奇怪，其实呢，这也是小环在问自己的问题。当我们真的对这个问题有了正确的答案的时候，才能够恢复到与神正确的关系当中。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起来听听看今天的信息分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a great thing to know that you are listening to this broadcast.
很高兴你每次都能收听这个节目。
We are coming toward the end of the series of messages on biblical compassion.
神的怜悯这个系列马上就要进入尾声了。
Today we are going to look at Jonah chapter 4.
今天我们要看约拿书第四章。
So please bring your Bible and get ready.
请准备好你的圣经。
Open it to Jonah chapter 4.
翻到约拿书第四章。
As I was preparing this broadcast,
在我预备讲章的时候，
I thought to myself that this was not an easy message.
我发现这次的信息并不容易讲。
At 4 a.m., I found myself asking myself this question.
清晨四点钟的时候，我问自己这样一个问题。
Have I ever been angry with God regarding His mercy?
对于神所赐的恩典，我有没有向神发过脾气呢？
Ask yourself that question today.
现在我也想请你问自己同样的问题。
After a thorough examination, my answer was no.
我仔细反省之后，知道自己没有为了神的恩典向神生过气。
No, I have never been angry with God at any of the many times that He has shown mercy toward me.
神向我发怜悯的时候，我从来不会生神的气。
No, I have never been angry with God at any of the many times that He has shown mercy toward my family.
在神向我家庭施怜悯的时候，我从不会向神发脾气。
No, I have never been angry with God at any of the many times that He had shown mercy toward my friends.
在他向我的朋友施怜悯的时候，我也从来不会迁怒神。
In fact, I remember vividly most of His acts of mercy.
事实上，我很清晰地记得神如何彰显他的恩典。
But the truth is,
但事实是,
it is very easy to get angry with God for having mercy on those whom we deem as undeserving of His mercy.
对那些我们认为不配得到恩典却蒙受了神怜悯的人，我们很容易就向神发火。
It is very easy for us to pick and choose who should receive mercy and who should not.
我们很轻易地决定哪些人配得怜悯，哪些人不配。
It is very easy for us to select who is a candidate for mercy and who's not.
我们很随意地判断哪些是神施怜悯的对象，哪些不是。
There's one problem with that.
但我们忘记了一点。
God never asks for our opinion.
神根本不需要征询我们的意见。
But we often want to tell God who are the good people and who are the bad people.
但我们却常常提醒神哪些是好人，哪些是坏人。
The story of Jonah is a story of God's mercy.
约拿的故事就是彰显神怜悯的一个实例。
First, there was mercy shown to Jonah when he was commissioned by God.
首先，当神差遣约拿的时候，显出神对他的怜悯。
Secondly,
其次
there was mercy shown to Jonah when he rebelled against God's word.
当约拿违背神的命令时，再次彰显了神的怜悯。
Yet God still pursued him and led him to repentance.
神没有放弃约拿，为要让他悔改。
Then there was mercy shown to the pagan sailors when they repented and called upon God.
之后，当水手们认罪悔改、呼求神的时候，神向他们发出怜悯。
And then there is the greatest mercy of all.
紧接着，神向更多的人显出他的怜悯。
There was mercy upon the wicked people of Nineveh when they repented of their sins and evil deeds.
当那些邪恶的尼尼微人转离他们罪恶的时候，神向他们发出了极大的怜悯。
Just as we saw in the last broadcast, how God's mercy upon the repentant Ninevites led to the greatest revival in history.
上一次我们讲到神的怜悯临到尼尼微大城，带来了历史上最大的复兴。
Here in Jonah chapter 4, we find Jonah complaining instead of rejoicing.
可是在第四章里，约拿不但没有欢喜快乐，反而埋怨神。
Let us read the word of God together.
我们来读这段经文。约拿书第四章一到三节。这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：耶和华，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他市去。耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
Why is Jonah complaining so fiercely?
约拿为什么要发这么大的火呢？
Why is Jonah miserable?
为什么约拿不开心呢？
Well, to start with,
因为第一，
God did not live up to Jonah's expectations.
神所做的不符合约拿的期望。
God did not do what Jonah wanted him to do.
神没有照着约拿所希望的去行。
God let Jonah down by not destroying the city.
神没有毁灭那座城，使约拿感到很失望。
So, in Jonah's anger with God, he began to rationalize his former disobedience.
所以他对神发火，并且为自己的违逆找借口。
But my listening friends, this is very important.
然而我亲爱的朋友，请用心的听。
Here is what Jonah is really saying.
约拿的意思是说，
God, I was right all along about not wanting to go to Nineveh.
神啊，我不想来尼尼微，本来就是对的。
God, I had a feeling that you were going to spare them when they repented.
神啊，我早就估计到，当他们悔改以后，你一定会怜悯他们的。
God, I had a nagging feeling that you were going to have mercy on them and not destroy them like I wanted you to.
神啊，我一直有预感，你不会照我所想的去毁灭他们，反而会饶恕他们。
Have you ever been in a situation when things did not turn out the way that you wanted them to turn out?
你有没有遇到过事与愿违的情况呢？
And did you use that as a justification for your disobedience?
你有没有借此机会为自己违背神来辩护呢？
One of the most important lessons that we have to keep on learning is this.
我们需要不断学习的一个很重要的功课就是，
God is God and we are not.
神就是神，我们不是神。
My listening friends, I have an important question for you.
我亲爱的朋友，我有一个很重要的问题要问你。
Have there been times when you were angry with God regarding His mercy toward His enemies?
你是否曾经为着神对那些反对他的人施行怜悯而生神的气呢？
Were those few times truly frightening times to you?
你这样生气会不会让你感到很害怕呢？
They should have been.
你应该感到害怕的。
When you use a scripture to tell God to stop having mercy on the wicked, you are doing several frightening things.
当你借用圣经上的话对神说，不要再施恩给那些恶人的时候，你其实正在做一些可怕的事。
First,
首先
you are identifying with Satan.
这样做的话表示你跟撒旦站在一条阵线上。
Satan quoted the scripture to Jesus in order to tempt Jesus to do what Satan wanted him to do.
撒旦也曾经引用经上的话来试探耶稣，为的是要耶稣向撒旦屈服。
Secondly,
第二，
it is frightening because it appears that you think you know better than God.
这样做非常可怕，因为你认为自己比神懂得更多。
Thirdly,
第三。
It is frightening because you are being blinded to the fact that if it were not for the mercies of God, you would not be here today.
更可怕的是，你不明白一个事实，若不是神的怜悯，你今天根本不可能活在世界上，也没有机会听到福音。
In fact, this diabolical method of using scripture to tempt God and act superior to God
事实上，利用圣经上的话语来试探神和想要超越神的这种卑劣的做法
，is the very method that many people use to denounce the authority of the Scripture。
正是当今很多人挑战圣经权威的一种做法。
This diabolical way of dealing with God places people above God。
他们这么做就是把自己摆在比神更崇高的位置上。
This diabolical way of dealing with God's word places humanity in a superior position to God.
他们这么做表示人类的文明比神的话更高等。
What I mean by frightening is this.
当我说应该感到害怕的意思是
In the rare times when I fell into that temptation,
有几次我真的落入这个试探里。
Within split seconds, I bowed before God and I asked for His forgiveness.
因为感到害怕，我就在霎时间跪在神面前，恳求他的赦免。
What is even almost comical in this situation with Jonah is this.
约拿更可笑的是
Jonah was not only angry with God for having mercy on Nineveh, but also he wanted God to kill him.
他不但为着神对尼尼微人所施的怜悯向神发怒，他甚至要求神把他给杀了。
Jonah seemed to be so miserable when he should have been so happy.
约拿在应当欢喜快乐的时候，反而痛苦的要死。
Jonah seemed to be so discontented at the time when he should have been contented.
约拿在应当心满意足的时候却有如此大的失落感。
Jonah wanted to die after witnessing one of the greatest blessings in history.
当约拿亲眼目睹有史以来人类获得最大的福气时他反而不想活了。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because Jonah's problem is the same problem that many of us have.
因为约拿和当今你我的问题同样可悲。
We are discontented in the abundant blessing God provides us.
在神丰满的恩典里面，我们仍感到不满足。
Jonah's problem is the same problem many of us have.
约拿有着和我们同样的毛病。
We are restless when we have everything that we need.
我们有了一切所需要的，我们还是焦虑不安。
We think that more things and different things will make us happy.
我们认为能拥有更多和各种不同的东西会使我们快乐起来。
But when we have everything we think we want, we only become more miserable.
然而当我们拥有了想要的一切以后，我们却感到更悲哀。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
Why is there such discontentment and restlessness in the midst of blessings?
身在福中，为什么我们还会如此不满、焦躁不安呢？
My listening friends, you must listen carefully so that you do not miss the answer.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我给你的答案。
And the answer is that you are not reconciled with the will of God in your life.
答案就是因为你的生命没有和神恢复到正常的关系中来。
Jonah has been opposed to the will of God from the very beginning.
约拿一开始就不肯顺服神的旨意。
And being opposed to the will of God in your life is like having a nail in your shoe.
同样的，在你的生活中不顺服神的旨意，就好像鞋子里扎进一根钉子。
That nail of being unreconciled to the will of God is irritating you.
不愿顺服神的这根钉子一直在骚扰着你。
Not just that, in fact, it is irritating you to the point of death.
不但骚扰你，甚至让你难过的想死。
When you are angry with God because of what others have done to you,
当你因为别人亏待你而向神发火。
When you are angry with God because of your past pain and suffering,
当你为过去的痛苦和煎熬向神发脾气。
When you are angry with God because of your perceived unfairness of life,
当你看到生活中的不公平而埋怨神。
When you are angry with God because of your background or your struggles,
当你为着自己的身世和各种挣扎迁怒于神。
When you are angry with God because of whatever happened in your life,
当你为了生活中遭遇的任何事向神生气。
No matter how successful or rich or blessed you become, you're still discontented and restless.
无论你是多么的成功、富有或者蒙神赐福，你还是感到不满足，没有平安。
And you may even be like Jonah and have a death wish.
你甚至会像约拿那样向神求死。
When you do not recognize that God gave you the family that He has given you for a purpose,
假如你不认为你的家庭是神所赐，并有神的旨意在其中。
When you do not recognize that God gave you the background that He has given you for a purpose,
假如你不觉得你的出生背景是神的安排，有神的计划。
When you do not recognize that God gave you your past for a purpose,
假如你不明白你过去的经历都是神给的，是有意义的。
You will always be unhappy and ungrateful.
那你永远都不会觉得幸福和感恩。
When you have not reconciled yourself to the will of God in your life,
假如在你的生活中没有和神步调一致的话，
you will never have a real, genuine appreciation for God's mercy and grace.
你就不能真实地享受神的恩典和怜悯。
You can own the world, but inside of you, you are discontented.
即使你拥有整个世界，你的内心仍然是空虚的。
When you are not reconciled to the will of God in your life, you will have a memory like a sieve.
如果你不调整自己的生活和神的旨意一致的话，你的记忆会出现漏洞。
You will always forget God's mercy and grace.
你会忘记神的恩典和怜悯。
No matter what He does for you, it is forgotten.
无论神为你做了何等的大的事，你都会忘记。
So what is the solution?
那该怎么办呢？
What was Jonah's solution?
约拿的出路在哪里呢？
I want you to tune in next time, and I'm going to give you that solution.
盼望你下一次接着收听，我会在下次节目里告诉你答案。
And until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好。再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。只是那人
感谢麦克牧师的分享和阿翔的翻译。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，现在你的心中有答案了吗？是的，正如麦克牧师所分享的，我们常常呢都会用自己的想法去做判断，并且当神所显示出来的事情与我们所期待的不同的时候，就会发出疑问，怀疑神的掌权，并且把自己当做了神。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们现在回到神的面前，真正的谦卑顺服下来，并且祷告说，主啊，一切由你来掌权。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
记他的恩惠，他赦免你一切过犯罪孽，医治你疾病复原。我的心你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的恩惠，他以仁爱慈悲为你冠冕，为受屈的人伸冤。
他的恩惠。